to a harm in the making of this podcast. Hey guys, you're listening to The Two Vegans. I'm Chirag, and welcome to episode 19. On this episode, we're going to be joined by Tom, the guy behind Plan Power, an all-vegan meal plan company in Dubai. Heathel and I sat down with him to have a chat about how he got started with doing this, what it's like running an all-vegan business here in Dubai, and a little bit about his own personal journey and how that inspired him to get started with this.
My girlfriend at the time, Jeannie, I was with her for 5-6 years, and she's been type 1 diabetic since she was 18 months old, and she's celiac as well. So her pancreas has never worked. So the kidneys got hammered, basically, you know, the irregularities in sugar levels and everything that comes with being a type 1 diabetic. You know, trying to stay out of ketosis. Her life is basically trying to stay out of ketosis by regulating her insulin and this stuff like that. And it took its tolls on her kidneys. So she has to go back to England, the NHS, periodically for her test. Her diabetic doctor's there. So she went back for a week in 2015 and then called me and she said, my kidneys have failed and I'm not coming home. Yeah. So I got on a plane, went over there. Obviously it was very traumatic for all of us, for the family, to find out that your girlfriend of 5 years is dying. She's needs to be put on her, you know, she's got renal failure. She needs to be put on dialysis immediately. And she's in her 20s.
And it wasn't, and it was a, in terms of the reporting, it was a bit sudden as well, right? I think she was going for checkups.
It was very sudden. We were in Phuket on holiday. And then we came home and everything's fine. And then she went and then it was just out of the blue. So I went back and obviously, you know, all family members said, look, you know, you need a kidney. So, we all offered. And by the miracle, you know, that it is, I was the one that was a match, out of brothers and sisters and everyone. I was the match and I was the one that is not a blood relative. Yeah, so we were meant to be, together. So I went through the process and I was the match. So she has my left kidney in her body now. So yeah, now we're living healthier and she's okay, but now she's back in England. She needs a pancreas transplant because the pancreas never worked. She's there. She's in England, and it's a, you know, Plant Power was set up to in order to help support her needs. Obviously, you have financial needs. You know, you have a thing. I have to support her as much as possible. I need to spend as much time with her, and Plant Power is able to help me keep my wife alive for as long as possible, and take us through this next step of this horrible thing that we've got to deal with. And I thank all my Plant Power customers and team and friends and family, because I don't think that they knew what Plant Power is about as such, but Plant Power is helping save my wife's life.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to hear that she's better.
Yep, she's better. That's... She sends her regards, actually. She just listened to you guys a few times. She's okay. We're just waiting for a phone call. You know, she can't go within 2 hours of the Freeman Hospital in Newcastle. And then once we get the phone call, she will be fixed.
And even better.
Yes. Plant Power was born in 2018, September. So, sorry, 17. That's when the spark was lit. And then we did our first delivery in October, and today we are 2019. Yeah, so yeah, very, very young company still. We just finished our first full year. We had a great response.
So you mentioned that it was the idea came to you in about 2017, and then in September, and then by October you'd done your first meal as well already. So like, how come the turnaround? I mean, how did you manage such a quick turnaround time?
With the help of Foodie Brands, who is my partner here. So Foodie Brands are a commercial kitchen who are already set up, and they were very interested to work with us, and I know the owner Kareem very well, and it was streamlined. It was just meant to happen, and that's how we were able to get things going and you know, out as quickly as possible. We didn't want to hang around and wait, and this, we, you know, We just wanted the product out there. We wanted people to know because I felt it was like a crest of a wave and it was about to come crashing down. And if we didn't get on our surfboards, we were going to miss the wave. We had to do it quite quick. And you can see subsequently there's maybe three or four vegan meal plan companies open since Plant Power has. And it's amazing. It's really, you know, to see the growth and everything. But we wanted to be one of the first. I know there are a few, but we wanted to be one of the first to get our name out there.
So I think at the moment also, I mean, we're also seeing general meal plan companies look at having vegan.
Yeah. But I mean, as a vegan, I would not, I wouldn't order food from a company that also, you know, was producing other on their menus. You know what I mean? I would go to a restaurant happily and do that, but I'm pretty idealistic, and I don't think. Well, and I know a lot of vegans definitely wouldn't, and do that. But yeah, it's good though for, you know, KCAL and all these big players that we just can't compete with yet. You know, for them to realize the importance of having plant-based items on their menu is incredible, because if you told these people, you know, like 5 years ago, you're going to have you know, they would have laughed at you. They really would have laughed, and they probably did laugh at me, but now they're accepting it, and everyone is, and it's not a trend, is it? It's here to stay.
One of the things I think we are also trying to, just because we're still starting to see, it's very early stages of, you know, all out vegan businesses, as we would say, like not just regular companies having certain lines of work, but we're actually looking at having, for example, a dedicated vegan restaurant or dedicated vegan, those kind of things. What's that experience been like for you? I mean, in terms of, I know because there's a trend, I'm sure people are coming to you and being like, oh, I want to explore this as a diet, but you know, when, how's it like in terms of sustainability? So not just somebody coming and saying, I'll try it and then dropping off.
Well, that's one of the struggles that we face. You know, we just don't know, you know, if tomorrow people could just turn around and say, we don't want to do this anymore. We don't want veganism. So we just have to, you know, we like to highlight the positives about what a plant-based diet can do for someone rather than the negative effects of the usual carnivore diet that everyone has been on for most of their lives. You know, we don't want to highlight their problems. They all know their problems. We just want to emphasize and promote the health benefits of eating a plant-based diet. And look, if people on my plan order one of my salads and then they fry up a bit of fish next to it and they put it on, go ahead. At least they're consuming more plant-based goodness.
Do you get more plant-based people? Do you get meat eaters who come in and then decide that, okay, this food is not that bad? And, you know, why not make this transition? Like, tell us more about your customers.
So, yeah, we have a wonderful mix from what we see. We have staunch vegans that just only want that. But, yeah, we do have carnivores coming over, and a lot of them are vegan in the week. And then they'll take my 5-day plan, you know, per month. It'll be 5 on, 2 off, 5 on, 2 off. So on the weekends, they go about their usual business, and they go back to eating what they do, you know, barbecues and seafood and whatever. And that's great. But, you know, during the week, they understand that they need to be healthy, and they take my food, which is lovely. You know, we're promoting. That's the whole idea. You know, the for me, that's fantastic. You know, I prefer if everyone was vegan, because I don't agree with, you know, killing animals and eating animals. But if I can make sure that these carnivores are eating plant-based food 5 days a week, we are winning.
That's still lesser demand for animals.
Exactly, yeah.
Eventually, I think they get to see that we just don't eat, I don't know, salads or grass, as they call it.
Exactly, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that they eat that we can veganize very easily.
Well, that's the thing, and you know, with the advent of all these false meats, and you know, I'm not a particular fan. If you look at my menu, you're not going to see false meats and seitan steak and all the rest. I enjoy eating it, but that's not the true power of plants, is it?
No, it's not. But I guess It's good for those people who actually run back to that meat.
Exactly. And yeah, you've got the burgers, you know, and we're thinking about the Beyond Burger as well on our menu. And I'll be honest, because people want it, and you know, and you're right. If it does influence a carnivore to, you know, to switch over because they realise that that lasagna is actually tastes better than, you know, the one with the meat in it, but. It's got the false meat. You've got some lovely meatless minces these days. You're right. It does help us because the stuff is so tasty, you know. And you've got now, you've got KFC. They're going to trial their chickenless nuggets. That's a massive step. Burger King's Whopper. You've got Carl's Jr., which is Hardee's in this country. I mean, all you've got to look at, you've got the Super Bowl, right? Which is the biggest, one of the biggest sporting things in the world. And one of the longest adverts was for a vegan burger. That says wonders, you know. So that's what we have to do as well. And that's, you know, the false meat thing is good, but for me it's like a treat.
And have you seen any conversions in your clients who've actually converted into?
Yeah, we've seen quite a few over the last year that have thanked us and have felt better and are now getting more. It's like a snowball effect, a placebo effect, and they're getting fitter, they're getting stronger, they're seeing the benefits. I wouldn't say we've converted, Plant Power hasn't converted, but Plant Power has influenced a few people to quit eating meat, and that's fantastic. But as I say, just highlight the positives of the vitamins, the macro, not the macros. We don't, you know, macros are okay, but we care about the micros. Yeah, the vitamins that we get. You know, one of my coconut curries has got 200% of your vitamin A.
In terms of actually putting these plants together, and I mean, you just gave it to me, right? You just said like it's got 200% of the vitamins and stuff. Like, how much research goes into each one of these things? And I'm not just talking like food pairing and combinations, because I'm sure there's a lot of work that goes into that as well. But in terms of looking at the nutrition elements and all of that.
What I like to do first is I'll come up with a dish and I'll just make sure it's tasty first. Yeah. And then I will run through the ingredients, put it all together, and then look at all the vitamins that comes in it. It's quite tedious, quite time consuming, but that's Plant Power. We want to initiate the power behind all these things. So it's just me going through and all my ingredients, the yields, the numbers, the grams, and just picking out those and then seeing what I have. I'm looking at those figures and numbers all the time. So I know I personally design the menu every week. No one does that because it's my menu. So every Sunday morning I'm curating menus, I'm looking at things and trying to not balance it out as such, because we have choices on our menu. And, you know, I don't think that people need to get into like too much detail when they're thinking about numbers, when they're eating and percentages and this and calories and this, because it's not feasible. You'll do it for a month and then you'll stop doing it, right? Counting calories is boring, let's be honest. So that's why my menu's not essentially about calories and macros. People want it, so we give it to them. I don't believe in it. But it's more about the vitamins that you get from your food and things like that. Because if you're trying to change people's perception on how much protein they're going to consume, it's very, very difficult to tell them the actual amount that they need. They don't want to know.
This is where the debate keeps happening over and over again, right? Like just as vegans, right? I'm not even talking as like businesses or whatever, but just as vegans, like you run up against someone and this is like the spate of questions that come at you, right? How can you possibly get enough nutrition? Are you getting enough? Last episode, we actually spoke to like vegan kids and like parents. And one of the things that kept coming out is the judgment that the mothers are getting because they're putting their kids on a vegan diet, and as well as like when the kid falls sick and then, you know, somebody in the family goes around, we're like, yeah, the reason she's falling sick, she doesn't have enough immunity because she's not eating meat. Like these are the conversations we're having. So that's why I think it's really interesting that, you know, when you're actually studying all of this stuff and putting that, obviously you can factually say that, right? That I have numbers to show that A, my meals are strong enough and cover everything that you ever need.
I eat the set menu every day of my life, and there's nothing wrong with me. Yeah, I don't count calories. I eat four times as many carbs as I do protein. I probably eat 40 to 60 grams of protein a day. That's it. That's if I've counted, you know. People will come around, yeah. But protein is poison. Let's put it that way, yeah. And I've got one kidney, and it's one of the reasons that I started a vegan diet. So, you know, protein is poison. Finished. You know, you don't need protein to live. You don't need fats to live. You need carbohydrates to live. The only, you know, the only macro your body actually needs is carbohydrates. That's the only thing that fuels your body. And people don't want to hear that, you know. But all they have to do is look at me, look at what I can do. I was a professional athlete for 10 years of my life, yeah, and I'm still at a very good level. And I eat plants. I don't care for protein. Protein does nothing for me.
How long have you been on this diet?
Oh, I've been vegan over 3 years. I've been on my Plant Power set menu since we opened. So, since 2017, I've been on my set menu, which people can take as well. There's, you know, on my menu every week, there's a set menu. They say, yeah, I just want to have the set menu. And that's what I eat. Some days the calories might be a little bit higher than that, you know, and this and that, but you can't consume 2,400 calories every day. You know what I mean? It's just impossible. Meal plans are saying that they're doing it, but there's actually, if you look at it, there's a range of about 400 or 500 calories per day, and that's normal.
I mean, I think it's also the thing that you mentioned, right? Like, it's not possible to sit and look at your calorie count every single day. Like, it's nuts. But I think that that's become the, I don't want to say the norm, but that's how people look at everything now. Everything is overanalyzed and everything else, right? And then you have spates of diets that have come out, different kinds, and everybody's been looking at, oh, you know, we're not fit enough, so therefore I need to go to the gym, and now my instructor has told me to do this, this, and this, and put me on. And this became like the norm, to be like, oh, the problem you're doing is you're eating too many carbs. And then that's where this sort of, the balance went the other way, I think.
Yeah, and personal trainers are a big part of my problem. They're not nutritionists. I have diplomas in vegan and vegetarian nutrition. I know what I'm talking about. I live and breathe this stuff, and I'm a qualified personal trainer. I was a professional athlete, yeah. And I have not often, but personal trainers telling me how much their client needs and this and this, and I don't agree with it a lot of the time. And if I don't agree with it, I'll tell them I don't agree with this. And you know, it's like you go back to the you know these people, you know. If someone has done a course online, right, and he's got his personal training or she's got her personal training thing in like 4 weeks, that person does not have the right to give nutritional guidance and set specific things for people because it's dangerous. It can be dangerous. Not giving them enough carbohydrates, you know, is dangerous for people. You know, a low carb diet is not sustainable for a long time. It's just not. It's a good way to lose weight, but hey, if I remove one major food group, any food group, you're going to lose weight. Yeah, of course. It's like low carb diet. It's not a low carb diet. It's just you're not eating as much. Come on, it's so simple. At the end of the day, nutrition is simple. And that's why, firstly, I need to make sure my food tastes good, and then I'm going to run the numbers, yeah? Because I'm more concerned with tasty food.
And what are your thoughts on a raw diet?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. I know through lots of research that certain foods obviously can't be eaten raw, you know what I mean? You can't eat raw potato, can you? It's going to play havoc with your stomach. So it's got its benefits. It has its place. I'm not a raw vegan, but some days I do eat raw. But there's certain properties and certain antioxidants, and there's certain microbes that will only be released from food when it's cooked partially. You know, not burnt to a crisp or anything like that. But you know, there's certain things that get released, enzymes and that your body needs that you wouldn't otherwise get on a raw vegan diet. I'm not dissing a raw vegan diet. I think it's good. But it has its place, and it's not something that should be done all the time. But people do, and they're absolutely fine.
I don't know if you've read about this, but there have been a lot of vegan influencers lately who are going back and saying that the vegan diet was killing us, and now we're just starting to incorporate fish in our diet or just you know, farm-raised eggs and things like that. What do you think?
They weren't doing it properly. Look, the influencers are a completely different ballgame, yeah? And they are, you know, influencers are saying they're influencing people, but they're getting influenced just as much by social media because their phone is an extension of their hand, right? So they're always on these things. They're always flipping through. These influencers were probably on vegan diets because they were being given free food and they were being paid to promote it and all this kind of stuff. But I do not believe for a second that a vegan diet will kill you. It's just not possible.
Part of it also is there's still this thing about like, oh, vegans, they're a bit extreme and there's still this tussle going on, even though a lot of people have started adopting. There's still this tussle going on between, you know, this, all the claims the vegans are making are nuts. Like you see this coming out all the time, right? You see another article another day being like, hey, by the way, you say plant-based diet is better, but guess what? Your avocados are also killing X, Y, and Z. So there's still this tussle going on. I think that's another reason why you have, like, because three people in the last 1 month decided, or in the last couple of months, decided that they were like, oh, this vegan diet isn't working for me. Now suddenly this is the biggest news in the world, although 500 people probably went the other way. And we're not
exactly. No one's going to talk about that. You know, like, for instance, you have, like, I was just reading something, you know, this, they got Tim, what's his name, Tim Sheaf. One of the famous guys who's now advocating that, you know, he's no longer vegan, and now he's, I've just read that his next step, he wants to kill an animal himself. What an asshole! I'm sorry, you know, this is all for publicity. Why? That means he was never a vegan. I'm sorry. If you are going to publicly now on the internet and for millions of people, he wants to kill his own animal. You know, that's. I don't understand. There is no logic behind anything this guy says. Again, he's an influencer. He wants to influence people, and I don't know. Maybe Big Pharma have paid him $1 million to kill an animal. I just don't know. You know, these people are doing it for money. They're doing it for publicity. They want the spotlight shining on them.
Even though I don't like it, I know a lot of people who are very explicit about the fact that they love their meats, but they don't ever want to know how it got to their plate. You know. Or they don't ever want to see an eye or whatever, because for them, that is, okay, it's a different conversation. We'll have it with them. But at least you have people that at least understand. They know that somewhere subconsciously they are aware what they're doing is cruel and horrible. And they're like, I don't ever want to be anywhere near that. Just package it in little squares and give it to me so I never know what's going on, right? But then you have these people who are like you said, like even Tim and whatever, being like, I'm just going to slaughter an animal. And it's like, but wow. What gave you the right to do that? How did that become okay?
I'm going
to
go. Imagine me. So I'm going to go. I'm just going to go murder someone. What? Yeah. If you can go up and slit the throat of an animal, then you could quite easily go and slit the throat of another human being. Let's look. If Tim Sheaf went and killed a kitten, imagine the backlash. Yeah. Right. But he's going to kill like a lamb or something like that, and people have been like, "Yeah, so what?" If he killed a dog. He'd get arrested. He'd get put in a weird mental asylum. Yeah, but why doesn't that happen when he's about to kill a goat?
People have distinguished that there's animals to pet and then there's animals to eat, and for them that distinguished that criteria is so big, they can't see that it's actually the same animal with the same feelings, with the same pair of eyes, with a heart, with a brain, and you know feels the same amount of pain, and how. I don't see how a cow would be different than a dog, but then these people think that that's how it is, and the disconnect is real.
It's just disconnect. It's just, and it's ignorance, it's arrogance, it's pigheadedness.
It's convenience as well, not wanting to know
the
truth.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get out of your comfort zone, you don't want to give up the stuff that you're eating without feeling guilty every day.
Well, and it's one of the main factors why I started Plant Power, to influence people to do this, to make it easier for people to eat plants. I'm going to deliver it to your door. Yeah, before 6 a.m., you're going to open your door and you're going to eat plant. Like, that's why one of the reasons that I set up the company was to just influence people, show how easy it is. Like, okay, you're saying it's convenient to go through a drive-through McDonald's. Okay, but I'm going to make it even more convenient. I'm going to send it to you before you even wake up, and it'll be there for your day. You know what I mean? So, again, another trial to see if we can do that. And I think it's working, you know, because people are lazy. Right? Let's be honest.
All these influencers that we're talking about were mostly raw, I think. And then they would just go out and eat close to nothing or just eat raw food on a daily basis, in and out. Yeah. And And then they're like, okay, now we're malnourished.
Well, exactly. But so that's exactly my point. There's certain enzymes, there's certain micros and antioxidants and vitamins that you're not going to get unless you heat your food up, boil or blanch at least, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and I think what he was saying earlier too, right? Like this is another version of like removing carbs from your diet. It's like that. I think a lot of people when they switch, I know I did. I had the same problem. I mean, even though I was vegetarian, it's not like I was eating meat. Like it took me a while to find a proper place where I could be okay because I found myself really drained out of energy and stuff because I'd removed. Granted, it was dairy, but I removed this massive food group out of my diet suddenly. And I hadn't really replaced it in terms of like the calorie intake or whatever else. I just was like, okay, well, I just won't eat the dairy element of this. And then suddenly you realize, like, why am I feeling horrible? And you realize like you need to sort of balance
it out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right,
you've just removed a major, one of your, it's not a major food group, it's one of your, that you consume a lot of. Of course, it's going to make you feel weird.
So this region has obviously seen a lot of vegan businesses. A lot of young people are starting their own vegan businesses and stuff. Do you have any advice to give to them?
As long as you're doing something with passion, you don't have to worry. And you're gonna try things and they're going to fail. Let's be honest. Yeah. But as long as you have passion for what you're doing, it might take time. But as long as that fire is lit inside your belly and you're hungry and you want to succeed, you will. You're going to run into hurdles like everyone does on a daily basis, but just passion, passion, passion. Stick at it. Keep going. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Is there something like you know now that you wish you knew when you started this? Like something that would have made your decision-making better or different, or you would have done something differently?
Interesting question. I've never been asked that. You know what? I don't think so. I think I've enjoyed this journey. I've really enjoyed the plant power journey and where it's taking us. And I don't think I would have done anything any different. No.
So that's all we have for you on this episode. Thank you so much for listening, guys. As always, if you haven't subscribed already, please do so. You can find us in your favorite podcast players as well as in music streaming apps. And you can also follow us on Instagram. We're the.2.vegans.